This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 314 for Friday, March 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are slightly lower on Friday afternoon, continuing to get pressure from China's tariffs on its imports of Canadian canola meal and oil. With the final settlement still pending, the May canola contract dips a dime at $572.60 per ton, and the July contract eases back $1.50 at $582.70 per ton. Additional pressure on canola is coming from losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, along with those in Malaysian palm oil. Gains in European rapeseed and Chicago soy meal are trying to temper further declines. Crude oil is a pinch higher, providing some direction to the vegetable oils. An analyst says canola and the grain markets in general will remain in limbo until the United States Department of Agriculture issues its projected plantings report on March 31st, along with whatever trade action the Trump administration pursues come April 2nd. The analyst also notes that canola is crazy cheap compared to European rapeseed, with a spread around $200 per ton. That, he says, should see canola exports to the European Union reach 1 million tons or more. The Canadian Grain Commission reports year-to-date canola exports reached 6.52 million tons, up 77% from a year ago. Domestic use is about 7.26 million tons, up about 9% more than last year. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Friday afternoon, with the loonie at 69.69 U.S. cents. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange cuts 1 million tons from its call on Argentina's soybean crop at 48.6 million. The exchange says the crop rate's 29% excellent, up 5 points on the week. The exchange places the Argentine corn harvest at 14% complete. France says its soft wheat rates 47% good to excellent, unchanged from last week. With talks about another Black Sea initiative set to begin between the U.S., Russia, and Ukraine on Monday, Russia launched a large drone attack on the Ukrainian port city of Odessa. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday afternoon. The May contract gives up 3 cents at $10.10 per bushel. May soy oil falls 7-tenths of a cent at 42.01 cents per pound. May soy meal gains $3.20 at $300.30 per short ton. Also in Chicago, May corn drops 5 cents at $4.64 per bushel. The U.S. wheat complex is slightly higher, as Chicago May tax on a penny at $5.58. Kansas City May adds 2 cents at $5.89. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May inches up a half cent at $6.05. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, March 21st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.